Morning, children. So today I want to talk about something. It's kind of a big word. It's called procrastination. It means putting off later what should be done now, and is usually considered the same as delayed disobedience. In Colossians 3:23, it says, "And whatsoever ye do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men." And it doesn't mean you should put it off and wait and just do it heartily and do it when you're asked. God expects us to be caring and responsible. When we procrastinate, we're actually being selfish. Procrastination causes problems and frustrations for other people. God expects us to be honest and keep our word. Procrastination often causes us to be late for our commitments or to miss them altogether. One example I thought of might not be the best, but so I have a house I'm fixing up, and it's sort of run down, and the yard needed to be mowed. And it's not a very big yard, but I just kept, oh, I'll do it later, and kept putting it off. It was kind of busy, and so it ended up, when I actually went and mowed it, it was about 2 foot tall, and then I had to mow it two times because it caused me more work because I kept putting it off. It is important to promptly do what we know we must do. So if your dad or mom asks you to do something, don't put it off how I did mowing the yard. Do it right away. I have a story here I was going to read about a girl that she disobeyed her mom. Delayed disobedience ended up causing her quite a bit of pain. "Sharon, I'd like you to do the ironing this morning," Mama told her oldest daughter as the children obeyed their after-school snack. Enjoyed their after-school snack. "Be sure that you watch for loose buttons or anything else that might need mending. I believe your blue school dress has part of its hem loose, so you better stitch it up right away." "Oh dear," Sharon sighed. "Mending is such an unpleasant chore." Mama smiled. "Well, Sharon, it's just one of those things which need to be taken care of," she said. "If we take care of problems while they are small, we can save a lot of time and trouble later on. As Benjamin Franklin is supposed to have said, a stitch in time saves nine." Sharon hummed a tune as she swished the hot iron back and forth. Ironing was fun. She enjoyed smoothing out every wrinkle, hanging up the crisp, fresh dresses and shirts. "If only I didn't have to do any mending," she thought. Today there were no loose buttons on her brother's shirt, no torn places in their pants, only that one troublesome skirt hem of her own. "I know what I'll do," Sharon decided. "It isn't worth threading a needle just to fix one dress. I'll just pin my hem in place now and sew it some other day." Hurrying over to Mama's sewing cabinet, Sharon pulled out a long straight pin from the plump red tomato pin cushion. Carefully, she pushed the pin through her dress hem, in and out, in and out. There, now the hem was secured and the pin was hardly visible. "You'd better do what Mama said." Sharon's conscience nagged her. "Mama told you to sew that hem." But the young girl lightheartedly ignored her inner warnings. This way was so much quicker, she thought, as she carried her load of clean clothes upstairs to put them away. The next morning, Sharon pulled out that same blue dress from her closet and put it on, forgetting all about her hasty pin job. She ate breakfast, helped to pack the school lunches, and sat listening thoughtfully as Dad read aloud from the morning scripture portion from the Daily Light. Later at school, she gladly went over to the first and second graders' room to help Sister Marge. The teacher directed Sharon to answer a question for Sarah Beth. "I can't figure out how to do this math," the first grader whispered bashfully, looking up at Sharon. Smiling, Sharon knelt down beside the little girl's desk and began to patiently explain. A minute passed, then another, and Sharon moved one knee to bring it closer to the child's desk. "Ouch!" A cry of pain burst from Sharon's lips and her whole body jerked as if she had been stricken suddenly by an unseen hand. All the children raised their heads and stared curiously at Sharon. "Is something wrong, Sharon?" Sister Marge asked, looking at her young helper in surprise. "My pin," Sharon moaned, struggling to her feet. "I knelt on a pin and it broke off in my knee." Her face was white with pain as she turned up the hem of her skirt. Sure enough, part of the pin was gone. Sister Marge hurried over and helped Sharon to the nearest empty seat. Turning up the skirt hem, she inspected the broken straight pin. How long was this pin, she wondered. It was an extra long one, Sharon replied faintly. Maybe an inch and a half, and now there's less than an inch left. Ooh, it hurts. Well, there's no blood on your knee, the teacher observed. I can't find any mark at all. Going back to Sarah Beth's desk, Sister Marge made a careful search of the floor. Stay in your seats, children, but look all around you on the floor, she told her students. I hope we can find that other piece of that pin. But her hope was in vain. The missing piece was nowhere in sight. It's in my knee, Sharon insisted painfully. I felt it snap off, and oh, it hurts whenever I move. I'm afraid we will need to call your mother, and if that pin is really in your knee, you will need to see a doctor, Sister Marge said regretfully. I guess so, Sharon whispered. A few tears welled up in her eyes and spilled over. In spite of her effort to keep them back, she tried to be brave, but the painful moments of waiting seemed endless before Mama finally arrived. Oh, Mama, Sharon sobbed as they drove to the clinic. If only I had sewed my skirt hem instead of pinning it with that dreadful pin. I never imagined something like this could happen. Neither did I, Mama admitted. It sounds impossible for a pin to break off in your knee without leaving a mark. But since it hurts so badly, we had better take an x-ray to be sure. At the clinic, a wheelchair was brought out to the car for Sharon. An injection finally began to dull that terrible pain in her knee, and x-ray pictures were taken. Well, there it is, a white-coated technician said briskly at last, spreading out the x-ray negatives for Sharon and Mama to look at. With one fingernail, she pointed to the whitish sliver of visible metal against the bone. You've really done it this time, miss. The pin went right into your kneecap. One of the doctors will have to remove it. The next few hours were a haze of pain and consciousness for Sharon. The smell of antiseptic and medicine made her head swim, and so did the horrible buzz of the electric tool that the surgeon used to cut into her kneecap. How much money is all this going to cost, Mama, the 15-year-old wondered when they were finally in the car and on their way home. Over $1,000, Mama replied. Oh, Mama, Sharon cried out in horror, and it was all my fault. You told me to mend my hem, and only if I had listened. Fresh tears ran down her pale cheeks. Mama patted her daughter's hand. Don't worry, Sharon. We all make mistakes, she comforted. Let's just be thankful that it wasn't any worse. Being careless has cost many people their lives. I don't think you'll ever be careless about mending again. Sharon did not return to school the next day, and that afternoon, Laura came home full of excitement. Guess what Sarah Beth did today, she told Sharon, giggling. She was sitting in her desk just crying and crying. When Sister Marge asked what's wrong, she said they cut Sharon's leg off, but she didn't understand that the doctor only cut your knee open. But all the girls in our class say we will never, never use pins in our clothes again. Neither will I, Sharon thought wearily as her little sister bounced cheerfully away. Reaching across her sore, swollen knee, which was resting on a soft pillow, she retrieved her Bible from the end table beside the couch. She flipped through the pages looking for something inspiring to read. Hear counsel and receive instruction. The words seemed to reach out and catch Sharon's eye. Hear counsel and receive instruction, she read again, that thou mayest be wise in the latter end. It's in Proverbs 19. Well, I sure wish I had done what this verse said, Sharon thought. If only I had listened to Mama's counsel and obeyed her instruction when she told me to mend my dress promptly. A stitch in time saves nine, she said, and I didn't listen. And yeah, if we, it cost her dad and Mom a lot of money and a lot of pain in her knee. So just remember to, if your dad and Mom ask you to do something, don't procrastinate. Do it right away. So. That's all I have.